We refer to the March in Washington where Martin Luther King spoke August 28th, 1963. I have a dream speech. Did you hear that speech?
I was there. The late Reverend Ben Hill of Vernon AME Church and the Reverend B.S. Roberts of St. John AME Church and myself were the only African-American ministers who joined the March on Washington. I went by accident because I really hadn't thought about going, but I had gathered up funds. I mean, I was well known as, you know, one of the leading Baptist preachers, so I could go around these fellas and ask them for money to finance the bus to Washington for a group of our young folk to go. I had gathered up about $500, I guess, or more. I took it down there to Ben Hill to pay for the bus. And Ben Hill told me, he said, "You are going, aren't you, my cousin?" I said, "Man, I hadn't even thought about it." He said, "Well, think about it." And he said, "Go on." He said, "You a fool. So this is history making." He said, "I wouldn't have gone out of my way to raise this much money without being a part of it." That's why I said, "Man, I wasn't raising it to be a part of it. I was thinking about them kids who had been so faithful and were anxious to make the trip." He said, "Come on and go." And I went. And when Ben Hill and B.S. Roberts, both now deceased, I'm the only African-American preacher in Tulsa.
Who was there?
Who was there on that march.
Was it one or two buses? How many buses?
We only had one bus.
And so that was full of how many youngsters?
I guess it was about 40 people. There were other adults that were on that, about 40 passenger bus or something like that it was.
So then you heard Martin Luther King.
I heard him in person.
Were you close? Could you see him?
Well, what happened, they marched from the Washington Monument to the Lincoln Monument on Centennial Boulevard. So I got off of the bus and marched down where the street was being delivered. Then I walked on back to the bus and sit on the bus with the late Reverend Ben Hill. He was crippled, he was. We sit there on the bus. It was amplified, you know, head off, and I heard it from just sitting there on the bus rather than standing in the crowd.
What was your impression when you heard the speech?
I was impressed by the singing. The songs were sung, and then I thought it was the most dynamic speech that I'd ever heard. I mean, I've heard it so many times since, you know, being played back, but it was a great speech. There's so many practical things that were said.
Nobody at that time could have known that that was going to be a speech that was going to linger on forever and ever.
No, nobody would have never known that.
Right. But some of the words of the speech were, but 100 years later, the Negro still is not free. 100 years later, the life of the Negro is still sadly crippled by the manacles of segregation and the chains of discrimination. 100 years later, the Negro lives in a lonely island of poverty in the midst of a vast ocean of material prosperity, and it goes on.
Yeah.
From that day to this day, some has changed, but still we have chains today.
Yeah. Well, some has changed. We've come a long way, let me put it like this, but we still have a long ways to go. I think that even there's a part that we as African Americans have to play, and then there's a part that the total America has to play. But I'm glad to be alive today to witness the first African American president of the United States. I mean, I never thought that I'd live to see that. And I agonized over some of my friends who passed on, who were involved in the civil rights movement, who died before they got to see that dream come true. One of the things that I learned, and I've always said, and I got one speech that I preached, if you don't push, nothing moves. And freedom, you know, is not necessarily going to be granted by the oppressor, but it has to be demanded by the oppressed. I mean, there are some things we have to do in order to see a better day for ourselves. Sometimes we can just settle, you know. We can quit too soon, you know. I think that America has come a long ways from what it was even 50 years ago or less than 50 years ago.
Here's another line from Martin Luther King's speech. I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. Do you think that that's something that's unattainable?
I think it is.
That is attainable?
I believe it is attainable, because I think even in this day and age, people now are just people. I mean, I see it. Maybe I'm liberal in my thinking. I try to not be prejudiced against anyone. Even back in those days, I told somebody that if I was prejudiced, I was prejudiced against prejudice. So I believe that even in this day and age, a person is not necessarily judged by the color of their skin, but the content of their character. I remember some lines that my mother told me even as a child. Manners and good behavior can carry you further than money. Mm-hmm. I remember that so very much. And so I think that there's a responsibility on the part of everyone to be right. And if you're right, folk will respect you for that. That's my attitude about it. Yeah.